And joining me this afternoon on the phone is Crystal Shawanda. How you doing, Crystal?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It sounds like you're obviously driving. Are you in the middle of this rain pour as well?
Yes, we are. We are driving, making our way through a rainstorm in my tour bus with my band. And we're just heading up towards Ontario to do some shows all around my home plan.
Ah, this is very cool. So, yes, I was mentioning to you off the phone, you have lived in Nashville for almost 10 years, you said?
Yeah, I've been living there permanently 6 years. And before that, I moved back and forth for 5.5 years, the majority of that in Nashville. And even though, you know, I'm a proud Canadian, but I do consider myself a Nashvillian.
A Nashvillian, I like that.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
So born and raised in Ontario, but you've been in Nashville for quite some time. So I guess your background story is actually really powerful, full of inspiration. I read your bio, which is obviously written by you and has a lot of heart and soul in it. So I kind of want our listeners to get a taste of that as well. It's such an amazing story. But let's start with the fact that you wrote your first song at 9 years old.
Yeah, for me, I didn't really realize that that was, you know, something special. Like, for me, it was just something I did. It just felt like the most natural thing in the world. I started writing poetry as soon as I can make sense of words and little stories and stuff. And I think it was around when I was 9, my mom remembers, like, that I kept walking around singing this song. And she said, "Where did you learn that song from?" And I told her, "I don't know." I said, it just keeps popping to my head, and I want to sing it. And so that was the beginning. And she's like, "Well, you just wrote yourself a song." And, you know, luckily I had parents who encouraged me and, you know, made me aware that that was a special thing and that it's something I should keep doing. And so I did.
Do you remember what the song was about?
Yeah, it was called Lingering Love. It's, you know, like all the songs I was writing at that time, they're way more mature beyond my years. And it just, you know, again, I grew up on country music, so to me it felt natural to be writing about these stories.
That's really cool. Now, that's what I think a lot of people may not know about you, is that not only are you a phenomenal singer, but you are a writer. You play guitar, you're a performer, and you've helped produce your albums as well. So you're a very multitasking, multi-talented person.
Yeah, well, I'm fascinated with learning. I'm excited that, you know, I have this opportunity, and I just try to embrace it at every turn. And this recent album, Dawn of a New Day, was produced by Scott Hendricks, and I really wanted to just step back and just, even though he was constantly asking my opinion or letting me have a say, I really wanted to follow his lead because I saw this as a way for me to learn, even though I've co-produced my past independent albums. This was a, you know, to learn from the best. It was a chance of a lifetime, so I definitely took it.
Well, you've been, you've had a lot of experience, obviously, with learning, because it was by the time you were 13, you had already been to Nashville several times. And you were just, I mean, by 13, you were actually had your first real taste of performing by actually doing a performance at the famous Tootsie's. That's kind of a cool story.
Yeah, well, my dad's a truck driver, and, you know, my parents are the kind of people, they love to turn work into fun. And so he knew how much I wanted to go to Nashville, so we packed it up and headed down south. And I can remember walking down Broadway and looking in the door of Tootsie's and just feeling like, you know, like I found what I was looking for. And the first time I went there, I actually didn't get up to sing. I choked. I chickened out. And I regretted it the whole way home. And when we came back again, my dad said, you know, both of my parents were not stage parents. They were like, if you want to do this, you have to do it, and you have to learn how to do yourself. So I marched up to the stage and asked if I could get up to sing. And I got up, and I did one song, and then the drummer, who actually happened to be Miss Loretta Lynn's drummer for many years, Mr. Richard Stickley, told the singer, "Hey, that kid's pretty good. Let her do another one." And after I did the second song, I got a standing ovation, and that was it. I knew this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
At 13 years old in Nashville, that's pretty inspirational.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been a long journey to the point where there's definitely road bumps along the way that made me, that brought self-doubt. instilled into my life and made me feel like, well, maybe this dream is too impossible, you know, because it is pretty daunting living in Nashville, Tennessee. I mean, the best of the best come there from all over the world, you know, all different countries even, and all after, and they're so great. You hear one together and you think, wow, this person should have a record deal. This person should have a record deal.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's inspiring, but at the same time, intimidating, you know, trying to make your way through that, trying to be unique through it all. And, so, you know, but it was my love for the music that kept me coming back for more.
Well, it's obviously working out for you as well, because as we fast forward to today, you have a new album coming out, Dawn of the Day. That's coming out on August 19th. And there's a great story behind the title of that as well, Dawn of a New Day.
Yeah, it's, you know, the funny thing is the album came out in Canada on June 24th. So I've had a taste of one album release, but having it released in America on August 19th is just, you know, waiting for this moment my entire life. And the name Dawn of a New Day is actually what my last name Shawanda means in Ojibwe. So it's a song it's an idea that I've always wanted to put into a song, just because, you know, it's been the anthem to my life the past few years, especially, you know, literally living out of a tip jug down there at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, the place where I got discovered. You know, there was those days when the tip jug was pretty empty and we didn't know how we were going to pay a bill or put food on the table. And, you know, but I just kept telling myself, you know, okay, today's not okay, but maybe in the morning is a new day to start over. So hopefully people get that message of hope through my music and buy the album and give the songs a chance and hopefully apply it to their lives.
Well, it's also very cool because, as you said, it's been released in Canada, not even yet released in the States, but the success in Canada has obviously been just pouring out of this album with You Can Let Go Now and What Do I Have to Do? And you've recorded other independent albums in the past. So is this just like, is this overwhelming or almost a sigh of relief? Like, yes, it's finally coming together. Or is it just like, holy cow, I'm hearing my own song all over the place. I'm seeing my video.
Oh, it's both. Like, yeah. There's definitely a sigh of relief in the sense where it's like, oh, finally I've been giving this chance. And at the same time, it's overwhelming in a beautiful way where there's so much going on and I want to do everything and I want to, you know, just enjoy every minute of it. And it's just, you know, I'm literally living the dream and just loving it.
So you must be absolutely pumped about the CCMA nominations that you've got as well for Single of the Year for You Can Let Go and Female Artist of the Year.
I know, that just blows me away, you know. I say it again and again. All I've ever wanted was a chance to sing, you know, just a chance to sing and make a living off of it. And for me to, you know, be within the ranks of all my heroes, to be within their presence, it's an honor. I feel very blessed and very lucky.
Well, obviously you're on the road, so we won't take too much more of your time, but that you're heading to Pembroke this weekend for the Pembroke Waterfront Festival. And then next week, we're going to see you at Havelock, my dear.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's going to be a blast. I've heard so much about it, and the whole band, we just can't wait to go and hang out with everybody.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll hang out with you there. I want to let our audience know, of course, that Dawn of the New Day is available here in Canada, coming out in the States. Huge success for you. We're all very, very proud of you, and just keep it coming. I know that I love the song Dawn of a New Day, so I can't wait for that one to hit so everybody else can hear it. Of course, they can hear it by purchasing your album, but I just think it is a great song. So,
oh, thank you so much, and thank you for your support and all the listeners for cheering me on. I can't tell you how much that means to me. Thank you.
Check out Crystal Shawanda online as well at myspace.com. Thank you so much, Crystal.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.